Yeah, he was a good father to the younger generation. When I can remember going to bed as a 5 or 6 year old, and he'd always come in and read something to me so I could go to sleep.
Was learning how to read, was that pretty important to him as far as having the kids read, learn how to know how to read and read books and having him read to you and your parents read to you? Was that pretty important?
Yeah, it was just the main way of life, I guess. If you want to know what you're doing, you better read something and find out about it.
Did he ever talk about the radio shows at all? Like I said, I know you were too young to actually experience them at all. But did he ever talk about that part of his career, writing the scripts for the radio show?
Oh, yeah. He thought that was an important part of his life. And actually, I think it was the Depression that put an end to it. He was on the network radio for Ralston Purina Company. He'd been on WLW for about 7 or 8 years locally. Then Ralston hired him and put him on the network. And he moved to Chicago. And I would go back and forth on a train or a bus to visit him. But he did his shows out of, that's where my sister, spent most of her times on that Chicago Ralston Purina Company program.
So you actually got to sit in on some of those shows up there then?
Yeah, I'd go in and watch them making them, but I wasn't allowed to talk or...
Did he like radio? I mean, was it something, not necessarily performing, but as a listener, did he like to tune into radio? Did you have a radio in the house?
Oh yeah, we had them all over the house.
Yeah, maybe, can you talk a little bit about the club, the Secretary Hawkins Club, I guess? Did this come mostly about from the radio program, or did it come from the books, the sales of the books, do you think?
No, it came from the newspaper stories.
Okay, from the
newspaper. Yeah, Enquirer first.
Enquirer hired him, and he'd write a weekly, once a week story to put in the Enquirer. And he'd get all through, and it would be the makeup of a new book. And so then he'd start over again.
He had a lot on the ball to recognize all these opportunities.
Yes, I would say so.
Did he, was this career, you know, eventually he quit the Enquirer and did this full time. Was this a labor of love for him?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, he just did this almost as a hobby, I would say, in the beginning. I forget what he studied when he first got out of school.
Drafting.
Yeah, he was a draftman.
When you were growing up, was it the same setup? Did he have kind of a room for writing, and then, you know, he kind of kept that separate from being the dad? Or did he kind of let you into that world of...
He let us in. He had his own typewriter in there and his own desk and his bed and his bedroom. Most of the time, if you come over to Dad's house, he's up in the bedroom. And he'd be up there typing something out or doing some part of his job. And,
did he ever test any of his works out on you first to see if you liked it?
Not on me.
Did he have a great sense of humor? Is he kind of the person that laughed a lot, or was he kind of a serious person?
He had a sense of humor.
Was that important to him, to make sure that he instilled this kind of underlying message?
Quitter never wins and a winner never quits. Yeah. And that was part of the club motto. And he believed it and told all of us kids that, no matter what we were doing. But I wouldn't categorize him as a fast-talking, I'll tell you what to do kind of guy. He'd stay up in his room doing his own thing, and if you have a question, you could go ask him. But he wouldn't come downstairs and say, what are you reading, or what are you looking at now? And he was quite a guy in his own way.